Hey, I had a really great time. I would love to do that again. So, give me a call back. You never did call me to let me know you got in safely. So, I was just checking on you. All right, call me back. Okay, I'm very confused. We went out, we had a good time. At least I thought we had a good time, and now you dodging me. You're not answering my calls. That's real crazy to me. Call me back. Call me back. Call me back. Hey, everybody, and welcome back to the Save the Date podcast. This is the healthy dating preservation podcast for millennials and anyone else who might need it. And as usual, we're your hosts, Imani
And Candace. Oh, God. Oh, Jesus.
Okay. You want to be all right over there?
I don't know what I sound like. I've been hoarse all day.
Well, guys, we're
devil
back,
juice.
horse and all.
Yes, we're here.
Y'all haven't heard both of our voices in like 2 weeks or more than 2 weeks.
Yeah, it's been like a month. Hello. How
Hey
are
guys.
y'all? Before we jump into anything, by the way, I definitely want to say that podcast that was uploaded, though. I hope you guys really enjoyed it. Imani, it sounds like you had a good time.
A
I
ball.
actually really like that girl's voice. What was her name?
Diana,
Yeah,
she's
like,
so precious. I love her.
she's like so easy to like listen. Like, she has like radio voice. She's really easy to listen to. Like, I was like, oh, hey, girl. But let me go ahead and clear this up so it never happens again for
Oh my
the
God, here we
people
go.
that were on the podcast, i.e. Imani. Don't be coming for no Jamaican people. I don't know what you do, what you gotta do for Haitian people, because we know what kind of people. But leave Jamaican people out of that. Okay.
I said was that Jamaican men are trouble. And they are. You know that.
I know, I have a dad. But
Period.
still, I'm just saying, the Jamaican slander stops here.
It's not
Haitian
even really
people.
slander if it's
I mean,
true. I
Haitian
was
men
just
probably, I don't
stating
know.
a fact. This is well researched,
I'm
okay?
protecting my people.
Well,
Oh,
you
don't
need to
forget.
protect me from your people.
You
I'm really joking.
this.
I'm not joking about Jamaican men being trouble. I love Jamaicans. I do. Like, I love
Yes.
Caribbean people in general. Like, love the Caribbean folks.
We love you, girl.
You know what? I did 23andMe recently, and my results are supposed to come back on October 25th, and I'm really excited. It's not gonna say that. It's gonna tell me, it's only gonna, it's not gonna tell me, because it's going on your DNA. So even if if somebody from the islands was to do a 23andMe, it's gonna go back to West Africa. So that's what it's gonna be. And it's probably gonna say, hey, congratulations, you're mostly white. Watch.
And the African that you have in you is Congo. I keep reading that from everybody's stuff. I'm like,
It's
okay.
probably true. Like, when I look at my dad's side of the family, and I've seen some Congolese people before, I said it like I only seen them like once. But like, when I look at Congolese people, I be thinking they kind of look like my granddad and my grandma on my dad's side. So I don't know what it's gonna say, but I'm excited to find out. I'm going to Africa at the end of this year, so I figure it was a good time to find out.
Oh yeah. Oh, I just had to say I was supposed to do 23andMe with my boyfriend. It's not my boyfriend anymore.
Oh, girl.
Gosh. Whatever. That was actually funny when you said like I've never seen them before. That made me think of Rachie on her Instagram story when she was like that this cab driver pulled up to her in Canada and was like, "Hey, black girl."
That's how it was in Croatia. There's like four black people, period, like ever in the entire country. And when I went to visit, people kept asking to take pictures with me. And they would ask, and I didn't get it at first, but then I was like, it's really white over here. They're probably just like really excited to see black people. And then, like, how people think, like you're American. So when you go to a foreign country, a lot of times people ask if you know somebody else that's also American. They probably famous and you
Yeah,
don't know
like
them.
it's five people in
Right.
America.
But they were doing that with like black people. Like, do you know Beyonce? Like, why would I know Beyonce? No, I don't know Beyonce. But they were doing that. And then I was in a bar with some of my classmates. And I'm just sitting at the bar having a drink. And this guy kept looking over at me. And I didn't, I'm American. So I'm like, does he want to fight? Like, what's going on? So I look and I'm just looking at him and I kind of do the fake smile, like, hey, what are you looking at?
Why can I already see your
He
face?
comes over and he says that he says I'm beautiful, and I'm like, oh, okay, thanks. And then he says, and I just want you to know, this is not funny because it was dead serious, but it's funny to me. He was like, I just want you to know that I think it's terrible the way they treat y'all over there in America. I was like, oh.
Me too, sir.
Thank you. Now, could you let them know you think it's terrible?
Thanks for acknowledging that you realized I was a black person.
Right. Girl, lots of people asked me if I was Colombian. I got asked if I was Brazilian. Well, I was wearing weave, so that's probably a reason why. And they were speaking to me in Spanish and stuff, and I was like, I'm a Negro. I don't know nothing of what y'all talking about.
That happened to me in Mexico. Did I tell you about that? Like, how I said gracias?
No.
Like, I was like, gracias. And they were, this guy, he was like, he asked me if I speak Spanish. I was like, poquito. Like, that's the only thing I know how to say. And then my thing is, like, he was like, oh, you sound like you speak Spanish. Like, it's so, your accent. And I was like,
girl, why would, first of all, why would your accent just now sound very Chinese? Ma'am, I need you to stick to your regular accent.
I said, well, I don't know. I was like, I got that from Dora the Explorer. That's the only girl. Reason.
I know a little bit of Spanish. I know some.
I used to know Spanish. I studied Spanish in high school, but I also studied Japanese.
I did all the way through college. I just don't practice it enough. But a lot of times when someone is speaking Spanish, I can decipher what they're saying after, like, listening really, really hard. But, you know, I don't know enough to be having no real conversation.
Sit down.
Ma'am.
That's funny.
I think that's the one that is not sit down. Sienta te is sit down.
Or is it, or maybe C is asiento. I don't know. All I remember is that our teacher used to tell us to remember that it meant put your ass in the seat. So.
No. I don't think she was supposed to tell you that.
She definitely did.
Lord. Well,
oh, gosh.
Here we are again with our tangent conversation. But it's time for another episode. I'm actually excited to be back doing another episode. So
I know. Okay. I feel like I had a pickup line that I was planning. It's been so long.
Girl.
Because what I want to say, like, you're going to be like, all right, Candace. Like, so I'm going to just do this one. You must be Jamaican.
Mm-hmm.
You know why?
Why?
Oh, I thought she was going to finish it.
Oh, because you're making me crazy.
Because you're Jamaican me crazy.
I figured that's what you was going to say, but you always tell me to stop ruining your pickup line. So I was going to let you.
You definitely be ruining them. I don't know. There was another pickup line I wanted. Oh, it was one from Facebook. So, you know, Facebook got that app now, that little dating thing. And so,
oh, I forgot about that. I should have looked up that to cover for this.
Girl, so my friend, she set up her account. And she was like, all right, I'm taking it down already. And she posted a screenshot of the thing. This guy messaged her and said, do you have a broom? She said, no, why do I need a broom? He said, so I can sweep you off your feet.
That's the one from the show. We did that one like 2 weeks ago on the show.
Did we?
Or maybe that was just when you told me, because I was saying, oh no.
Oh, I sent you the screenshot.
Because I was like, look at him. Don't even got his own broom. Don't give him nothing. If he ain't bringing his own broom, don't let him sweep you off.
That's exactly what you said. You was like, niggas always trying to borrow something.
Which is great, because this episode is about borrowing. Look at that segue. Look at the way that happened.
Right.
So, yeah, we're going to talk a little bit about borrowing and doing favors and all that kind of stuff for people that you're dating.
Okay.
Yeah. So, here's my first question. And this is something for us to ponder. Like, we're not going to have a right or wrong answer to this. Do you think you should... Well, when you're dating someone... Is it doing a favor or is it just sharing?
I think it could be both.
Yeah, I think it depends.
Depending on what the task is or like whatever it is. But I think it could be both. I think to some extent, some stuff is like legit a favor. Like, do I feel like you should count favors in a relationship? No. I think it's worth acknowledging when you do something for your partner, whether like whatever it is, but no, I think it is circumstantial.
I don't know. I kind of think It does depend on the circumstances. But I think, like, when you're together together, it's less of a favor and more of y'all taking care of each other.
Yeah,
but you're still not necessarily obligated to do everything that somebody asks you to do. You know, if it's not gonna, if it's anything that compromises your personal peace and safety, you know what I'm saying? Like, that type of stuff is, that's a little much. But,
bro, me taking your mama to the grocery store is definitely a favor. I'm not taking care of you. That's a favor.
But if we're together, well, love your mama. Hold on. And you know what? I'm about to agree with you. Never mind. Because I was going to say, but if we're together, you know, she's family. But I don't think necessarily she ain't family. Right.
So, again, if I got to take your mama to the grocery store, like, I'm looking out for you, and I don't mind. But that is definitely a favor. That is not in the code of how this relationship
goes. I mean, you don't have to do it. You can say no. But I'm just saying, right, like, that's, it's less saying. Of I did you a favor, and it's more of your mom needs something. I love you. And I love your mom, so I'm gonna do it for her. But okay, so should you expect favors from someone you're dating? Like, if you're dating somebody, and it could be seriously dating, or it could be y'all just started dating 6 months ago, should you, is there a point at which you can expect them to do favors for you?
Okay, so when I think, now that you word it like that, like, I would rather, I agree with you. I would rather put a favor out of the equation, because that almost sounds like a homie hookup type of thing. But I do feel like if we are involved to some extent, like, we should be able to look out for each other. As I said, like, if it's me and you, something that is between me and you, that's, like, I'm jokingly saying if I got to take your mama to the store, but that's including somebody else. Like, if it's me and you, I feel like we should be able to look out for each other.
Yeah.
Now, do I think that expectation need to be set from day one? No, but at the same time, if we just met and, you know, like, we were supposed to go somewhere and you had, clearly, because I told y'all about my terrible date when I did this, but you got a flat tire, like, if I like you, I'm gonna come get you. Like, I ain't gonna leave you stranded on the side of the road and we're literally sitting here having a conversation. But, like, if you say you short on your rent and I just met you yesterday, I'm not, that's a little early for the financial looking out for each other in that way.
Well,
so, I don't know if I'll say it should be expected, but I don't think it should not be expected, if that makes sense.
I think, and I wrote this question, but, you know, I think there's layers to this question, because expectation is something that I think you build. Like, it's not something from jump that you should just, well, I don't know. When you're dating somebody and when you're dating anybody, being treated like a decent human being, that's an expectation that can start from the door, like, from jump.
Yes.
But, like, expecting someone to do things for you that are outside of just treating you nicely when you first start dating, I think is a little much. But when you're trying to build something with somebody, I think you should be willing to build some kind of expectation that y'all gonna have each other's backs. And I think that does come with being able to expect that if I am in a dire emergency and I need something, I can call you, because we are building a partnership. Now, if it ain't that and we just met, I can't expect that. And I can't expect you to be ready to build that with me after a month. Like, not all the time or whatever. Unless we have discussed that and that's what we said we about to do.
We was going to do. Right.
So here is I've read a bunch of stuff. Some of it wasn't worth necessarily citing. But a lot of the stuff that I read said that if you think it's too early to ask somebody for something in the dating process, it is too early. But sometimes you just got to ask and see what happens. Because in my opinion, I always pay attention to people's reactions. So in my opinion, even if it's too early if you really like this person, y'all been spending a lot of time together, depending on what the favor is, just ask. They can tell you no. But listen to how they tell you no.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if they tell you no, because I'm not opposed to saying no to nobody. Like, if I don't want to do it, I'm not doing it. Or if I don't feel comfortable doing it, I will tell you no. But if I care about you, there's a different way that I'm going to say no than if I don't care about you, or if I feel disrespected by the question that you're asking me. It's going to be a little different than, you know, me just being like, no, I don't feel comfortable with that. I'm gonna be like, are you out of your mind? Like, no, I'm not doing that. Like, you know what I'm saying? So pay attention to how people say no to you and see how you carry on the relationship from there, whatever. But yeah. So on Crosswalk, this is a Christian website that I actually enjoy. This one says, should you, there's an article on here that says, should you give money to someone you just started dating? And so the actual question, like the exact question was, if a man asks you for financial help after being on a dating site for a few weeks and they make you believe you were meant to be together and they say it's from God. First of all, this is a very specific question. And they say it's from God. What should a woman do? Help them or run the other way?
Block, because they're probably an African person scamming
you. You know what? There are many good, okay, so they, it's like a he said, she said thing, and it goes back and forth. Like the he said, the guy answers first and then the woman answers. He said there are many good and some not so good dating sites along with noble and ill-intentioned people who use them. No matter how diligent we are, it can be difficult to determine. So anyway, skipping down, it says, in regards to money, I've often heard it said, don't loan money unless you don't care about getting it back.
Boom, period. Over the website or not?
The woman says their red flags are going off right on this one. Please know there are many scammers online. This is what this sounds like. They use other people's profiles and make you think they are real, but in fact, they are most likely from another country. Men and women prey on your vulnerabilities. So if you're on a Christian dating site and somebody, the first thing they say is, God told me we're supposed to be together, then they ask you for something, girl or guy, it's a scam.
Log out.
Yes. So don't even do it. But even if it's not on a dating site, maybe it's just you started dating someone and they all of a sudden need something. And now you have to ask
yourself, guys complain about that happens. I've seen guys complain about that a lot. Like, I just met this girl. All of a sudden, now she on hard times and her phone about to get cut off. She need her oil changer.
First of all, it wasn't all of a sudden. She been on hard times. She been needed an oil change.
Right.
And that's why she started dating you.
Exactly. But that's what they saying. They just be like, that's what they're saying. Like, how is it that you was all put together until a week later? And all of a sudden, your life's about to get cut off. You ain't 8 in 5 days.
But, I mean, this is, and we on the topic of a Christian website. I practice discernment with this kind of stuff too. Like, I am a person who is willing, if I have it to help somebody, I will help you. But I also try to decipher if I'm being taken advantage of or not. Mm-hmm. And I do go by the rule of, if I need this money, I can't give it to you. Because if you don't give it back, I'm going to be on hard times. I still need it. But if this is money that I don't need or that I know I'm going to make back or something like that, I'll give it in a heartbeat or whatever. And sometimes if I, you know, I might be penny pinching because I gave you this money. I might be okay with that if it's a serious enough situation. It just is what it is. I think you just got to use your good judgment and see, you know, if somebody needs something. So here's a story about this.
I feel like, well, before we get into the story, my opinion, listen, I watched 90 Days, this man that flew all the way to Mexico. I don't think the girl from Ukraine showed up. She done sent her like over $10,000.
Excuse me?
The years. He's a nail tech, bro, and he done sent her like, he uses coupons to grocery shop so he can be able to afford to keep sending her money, and she keeps missing
God,
flights.
If there is anyone you would like to send me on today, let it be somebody with $10,000 to spare to just give me.
Goofy.
That is crazy.
So, I definitely think you should practice discernment. I really feel like it's, like I said, it's different if y'all have gotten to know each other. But this whole, like, just giving people money online, like, people are really out there taking advantage of folks. And I understand that some people use online as an avenue to find love. And I'm not judging at all, but please be smart and protect.
Yeah, because you're having no face-to-face human contact at that point. So there's
that
a lot.
Be a 14-year-old trying to buy a video.
Yeah, there's a lot more avenues for deception, or different avenues for deception online. The story that I was going to tell, it's a very short story, but I was dating this guy. You know, we were dating, but I wasn't necessarily that invested in him. I liked him. Mm-hmm. It was cool. We were having fun. But I was noticing that he was getting very attached to me, like very clingy. He was like starting to, I think he want, You know how sometimes guys behave toward you in the way that they think that women want them to you behave? Them. Mm-hmm. So he was being like super serious, like we're going to be together and blah, blah, blah. And that was not what I wanted at all. Like it wasn't that serious to me. Like I was just like, I didn't even, we just randomly started hanging out and he's an attractive guy. So it turned into romantic sometimes too. But I was never trying to do all that. So anyway, I finally like let him start coming over. Mind you, I have never been to his house, but I let him start coming over and he will always try to fall asleep. Like he will always fall asleep at my house and I would be like, no. Okay. Cause I'm not really a, you can spend the night type of person. If I'm not really, you know, if I'm not really, really into you like that, not a man, like you're in my space. No, thank you.
I'm definitely a like better ass guy to lead the moon on. If the sun comes up. You got to go.
Oh my God. You will not be here. But I would, and it would be on weeknights. Like I gotta go to work in the morning. Wake up. And you're grown. Like you're too old. Like you did not, you do not fall, you don't be that tired every time you
right. Don't here. Come like, over here to fall asleep in my house.
But like, he would be trying to fall asleep every time he came over. And so it would be like he would fall asleep on the couch and then I would be waking him up, like, hey, you're getting sleepy, maybe you should go. And he'd be like, oh, cool. And then like the next couple times he would start falling asleep and then be like, or he'll be trying to like go in my room and stuff and I'm like, no.
Oh, sorry.
No, we're first of all, we're not doing anything that happens in my room, but it, like, no thank you. Second of all, why do I have to wake your grown behind up every time?
Why are you so tired? Just stay at home.
Girl, I don't live that far from you that you just need to camp out every time you come over here. So I'm like,
he's like, he walking the green mile to your house and saying, go home.
Then he came over and he was like, I'm gonna cook for you tonight. I went and got groceries. So I'm like, okay, cool. So he comes
you
over.
You
should be
like, did you bring you some pills to stay up?
Girl, he came over and he cooked and then he had the itis. And now I'm gonna just take a quick nap before I leave. And the next thing you know, we both fell asleep and I woke up and he was still in my house. And I was like, okay, so what is going on here? And he was just like, man, you don't never let me spend a night and da da da. And I was like,
I want to spend a night.
Yeah, and I'm like, what? Because like you don't live here. Go to your house. And it's not that serious. And he was like, but I just, you know, I thought we liked each other. You don't never let me spend a night. Girl.
He's trying to move in.
I found out that
he's homeless.
Not homeless, but he was in between places. I mean, he, and this is not even
and one of your places is the place he was in between.
Girl, he was staying with a family member, but it, I mean, for good reason. He had moved out of his apartment and he was in the process of buying a house.
A week.
House wasn't ready yet to move into, and he was tired of staying with whatever family member. So he just figured, we've been spending, this is him explaining to me, I just figured we've been spending a lot of time together. I'm over here all the time. Why I can't just spend the night? Like, I can just leave some stuff over here. And what? I was like, excuse me. You know what you can leave over here if you think you're leaving some stuff over here? Some rent. That's what you can leave. You can leave some utilities over here.
You left your mind at some other people's house. That's what you need to go.
You can leave some rent and utilities over here. But he was like, I mean, I kind of, you know, I'm in between places. Woo-woo, I need a place to stay. And I'm like, no, you have a place to stay that you just don't want to stay at. That's what it is. You don't need a place to
but
stay.
But Imani, how long was y'all talking for him to be like, well, I need a place to stay, girl?
It wasn't that long. Like, it really was not that long at all. It was like, let me think.
He was dating a nomad.
But I was like, I don't want to be judgy because he's a little displaced right now, but it's for a good reason. He's getting a house. He's buying a house. And so part of me was like, oh, that's what's up. But I was just like, no, you're trying to spend the night. And you're trying to trick me into letting you spend the night. Like, don't play
like
with me.
You acting like a hobo. Why would you like?
You keep trying to play fall asleep in my house.
Right.
Talking about, can I take a quick shower? No!
What?
And why do you have an overnight bag? It gets worse though.
Girl, he was about to move in. You was not even gonna know.
So it gets worse though. I moved to Florida, right? And he was like, mind you, he has me blocked on social media, so I doubt he listens to the show. But he was like, when I moved out here, like when I was first moving, I was getting the spot. He was like, oh, that's what's up. I'm gonna come down there. I'm gonna visit you. Mm-hmm. And by this point, I was over the whole thing anyway. Like, I was talking to him like as a friend, but he was still. Mm-hmm. And then you can just give me a set of keys that way when I come.
Oh!
And I started laughing. I thought he was joking, but he was dead serious. And he was like, and that way, you know, I can have a spot here and in Florida. And I was like, why don't you just buy a spot in Florida? And he was like, you already got one. Exactly. I have one. I don't know and what we're not this is together. That you're talking about.
What?
So that was weird. Then he got a girlfriend like 3 weeks later.
Very invasive. Oh, so, okay. Because she probably has somewhere that he can stay when he wants
no,
to.
No, his house was ready by then. Like, I don't understand don't what this was. Like, I had no idea what was going on.
He likes shacking.
But that's what that is. Anyway, so another question. How early is too early to start borrowing stuff like hoodies and clothing items and, like, not giving them back? Because I guess that ain't borrowing, but I be trying to steal clothes immediately.
I was going to say, listen, there's no, the minute you give it to me, I take it. So there's not a time limit.
Because it's like season.
What I need to worry about is like wearing it and like forgetting that it's clearly a man's and like my new man being like, where did you get that?
Right.
Like, I stayed tonight at my homegirl house and she gave me some
I don't know where she got these from. She's a little bigger girl, so they kind of feel
a little bit big. I mean, shoot, we used to play basketball in high school. Like, what's up? So, I like boy clothes. I buy them at the store.
I don't buy them. Really. I steal them, though.
Girl, I'm lying.
Oh, I'm like, girl.
I have these pair of gray sweatpants that I never even, like, and I got them from a guy, but I never thought of it like I got on the Duke sweatpants till my ex boyfriend was like, where do you get them pants from? I was like, you know, that's a great question.
Right. Let's talk about this on another occasion right now. Oh my God, I'm so sleepy. I gotta go.
Yeah. Okay, it's time to go in. Right. But no, I think, the clothes thing, every man knows that women take their clothes. So I don't think that there's a time limit on that. I definitely think in a situation like you trying to crash at my house and I don't know you, that's way too, trying to stay the night, trying to come too much, that's way too. So, and I had a guy like that before too. He was, he'll never listen to this, but he was an A&R. So he traveled a lot anyways. He was always gone. But it's like, if he was in town for a concert, he thought he was supposed to stay at my house. I'm like, that ain't in y'all budget.
Like, what is the hotel budget that you need to stay at my house?
Right. And I was in college, so I barely had any furniture. Where are you sleeping? Like, you don't want me to come see you at the hotel where the pillows feel good? Like, the water's consistently hot. Like, I'm broke, bro. Like, why do you want to stay over here?
Girl.
But so I think some of that be too soon. And that honestly makes me uncomfortable. And I'm not kidding about that not staying the night thing. Like, I don't think I'd, like, let somebody stay the night with me till I was, like, 24. Before that, I did not play no games. I was dead. You better hope God lead the moon on.
And it's one thing. That's a prayer. It's honestly, it's one thing for you to just let somebody spend the night because you, like,
want them.
Yeah, you want them there in the morning or something like that. It's another thing for you to need to stay at my place. Like, you asking me to stay here because you need a favor. That's a little bit different because
or needed to borrow my car.
Yeah. Like you want to drop me off at work and then take, like, borrowing my car is off limits unless we have been together for a minute because my insurance, you're not on it. If anything happens in my car and I'm not in it, baby, like, I don't know what to tell you because I'm gonna have to kill you.
Yeah, and I know girls who have let men borrow their cars. And cars got totaled and their credit messed up because they still got to pay that car off on top of whatever else. Like, I would never put myself in a situation like that. Not judging people who do, but it ain't Candace. So,
yeah, stuff like that. Some stuff that's is a big just deal. Like, out of my pocket. Car, yeah. That's a big thing to borrow. That's not going to happen. I could drop you off somewhere if you need it.
Right.
That's what I was going to say. And if I really, really like you enough, I will rearrange my schedule in order to do so. Like, if you have a job, like, if I like you a lot and you have something important to do and you don't have a means of transportation to it,
I'd be right there.
I would be like, okay, so I'm supposed to do this tomorrow at whatever time, but if you got your whatever, and you have to be there, I'll take you before I go to that and just be like a little bit late or whatever. Mm-hmm. Because I want to do something nice for somebody if I really like them or if, you know, not even just if I really like them. If I like them and I trust that they are not
taking advantage of me.
Not even that.
That worries me.
But it's more along the lines of you're helping yourself and I'm just adding to it.
I'm supporting.
Yeah, like I like to support people. I don't like to adopt people. Like, I can't do that. Like, I cannot be your ride everywhere. I can't come to everything because you need this. I can't loan you this and that every time you need. I can't do that. It makes me too nervous. But if we really like each other and I see you're trying to make some stuff happen and I got a little room to help you out, I'm gonna do that. Especially if you do the same for me. Like, it's nothing.
I'm willing to sacrifice for somebody I care about, like, for sure. Like, I have dated somebody who fell on hard times. When I tell you, I never had leftovers. I always gave him all my food.
Yeah.
And it was stuff I really like. And I'm like, let me, like, not eat. Like, I know it sounds wild, but I used to be like, I'm not going to eat out of this so I can make sure, like, I take him a plate, like, so that he has something. Like, I'm going to take this to him for lunch. Like, I just didn't. Or, like, so I am open to certain things. Like I said, just don't play me. Don't try to take advantage of the fact that I am like that. Like, don't do me, like, you're not about to Jody me. Like, you're not about to take my car and be riding around, like, going and seeing other females.
And I've had that happen, too.
See? Murder. First
degree. And the reason I found out is because he left his phone next to me, and this girl kept texting him. He was in the bathroom. This girl kept texting him, and, of course, this was back in Sidekick days, so I flipped it open.
Flip it.
And she was like, thanks for coming to see me, blah, blah, blah. And I'm thinking to myself, I'm looking at the time of the message, like... what did he come to see you in? And sure enough, it was in my blue Volvo. And no, mom, man. If you are listening to this, disregard, you never heard this. Because that was her car. I know. I mean, it was mine. She, you know, it was like the family car. Like,
yeah.
It was my car as a teenager. So, let me just text her and tell her not to listen to this episode because I feel like she's going to.
Nope, just tell my neck. Mom, there was a time where, you know, I used to be cruising in the street.
That's embarrassing. So, So, okay. So, one more interesting thing about doing favors for people that I found. It's actually two separate things. So there was a couple of different articles that I found that alluded, they were written by men for men, like about stuff or whatever.
Surprise.
But no, they're like, you know, men speak type of things about dating.
Okay.
So there was a couple of them that were saying stuff like, if she asks you for favors, she's friend zoning you. That's something that I have never heard before. I've never heard anybody say that if a woman asks you for a favor, she only looks at you as a friend.
But to some extent, it makes sense. Like, I consciously think of that, but I can say that goes both ways. I feel like,
I don't disagree.
There's certain parts of yourself that you don't want to expose to somebody you like, especially when you get to know them. So to start like borrowing stuff and stuff like that, you typically don't want to do that to somebody you're trying to talk to because some part of you is trying to show that you have your stuff together.
Mm-hmm. Yep, that's exactly what I was going to say. I was going to say I don't necessarily disagree. I just have never heard that before.
Right.
And so another thing to go along with that, like this, it didn't go along with it, but it was something else that I found that I think kind of matches up or whatever. So there's an article in Forbes about the psychology of likability.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not necessarily exclusive to dating, but it starts off by saying, do me a favor so you'll like me. And it's the reverse psychology of likability. It's like, so it says, if you do a person a favor, you would expect that person to like you more. However, research shows something different. If you do someone a favor, you tend to like that person more as a result of the favor that you did.
Can you feel closer?
The reason is that we justify our actions to ourselves by assuming that we did the person a favor because we like them.
Huh.
So it's basically saying, like, when you do agree to do a favor for someone, you might think you're doing
like
it.
Them.
Yeah, you might think you're doing it so they'll like you, but you're doing it so you can prove to yourself that you like them.
That you like them.
Yeah. Hmm. So you can justify the way that you're behaving by being like, well, I just like her a lot, or I really, really like him, so that's why I did this for him, or whatever.
That's true.
And I was like, okay, well, I mean, I guess that makes sense, but hold on. The phenomenon is called the Benjamin Franklin effect, and it's because he said, he that has once done you a kindness will be more ready to do you another than he whom you yourself have obliged. So basically, whoever you whenever you do somebody a favor, you like them a lot, they ask you to do another favor, you probably gonna do it. And I think that makes a lot of sense. Like, I do favors for people that I like all the time. And a lot of the times, the reason I'm doing it is because I want them to know that I like them.
Right. To show them that I care about them.
Yeah. And I don't know, I like, agree. Please like me back type of thing. It's just, I want you to feel cared about.
And I think part of it, too, is, like, it also, like, increases the how much you do like them. Because, like, say if you really like somebody, and, like, you're getting to know them. Like, say there's somebody you had a crush on or something like that, and they done opened up to wanting to talk to you. Like, the minute that they express that they have a need and they allow you to be there to fill that need, I feel like that makes you kind of feel like you have some access to them that you never had
before. Right, right, right.
Like, because I've heard, like, and I ain't even gonna lie, like, I, especially in high school, like, the guy I was messing with, like, the fact that he told me, granted, like, I got took after I realized I was a little tricked, but... Like, I was just like, yeah, you know, like, he needed this, and I was helping him with that. And so, it made me feel like I was, like, somebody important.
Yes.
Because I was helping him do it. Not, like, somebody else. It was me. It was Candace. When in reality, like, I was a dodo bird. But either way, I feel like you do kind of get, like, that gratification that, wow, maybe they like me back because they're, like, allowing me into this space of need. And then they're trusting me to fill it. Even if it's literally, like, can you pay for this Wendy's for me right quick? Yes, he wants me to feed him. Oh my gosh.
Right. I must be very special. Yes. Like, I'm sure he doesn't ask everybody to do this for him type of thing.
Like, I'm his woman. I'm taking care of him right now.
And
I'm
whole feeding. Time he's like, I got a girl, sugar mama.
Right. I got me a little sugar bear.
So what? Okay. I'm going to start wrapping this up. So let's kind of recap what we've been talking about.
Okay.
So what are... acceptable, respectable lines of borrowing and receiving favors, like doing favors and receiving favors from people that you're dating, time limits, etc. What would you say?
Oh, I thought you was like dropping knowledge. I didn't know that was the question. Oh. Ask again.
Oh my god. I was just saying, what are to you acceptable and respectable limits to borrowing things from people that you're dating? I'll go first if you want me to.
I can go. I thought you was about to list off stuff. I would say, I think from a time standpoint, it's circumstantial, little small stuff. I don't think it's a big deal. My biggest thing for me is do not set an expectation to receive something from me that I can't come back and ask the same.
Mm-hmm.
Period. Like, that's my biggest thing. Like, if that is, and then on the flip side of that, if we are in a situation where we're getting to know each other, we're in a relationship or we're working towards being in a relationship, if I feel uncomfortable telling you that I have a need, like, that's kind of an issue to me too.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, even if it's like, I need assistance with moving and like, I'm scared to ask you because you like, you feel like you're not obligated. Granted, you're not, but I feel like there should be an area of comfortability if we're building towards something. So we should be, there's some stuff we should be able to ask each other, like, hey, you know, like, can you come help me hang something? Or, hey, you know, like, can you come scoop me from work? I gotta go da 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 da. Like, I feel like that's acceptable. I think, like I said, asking somebody for $100 for the light bill the day after you met them, I think that's just inconsiderate. Like, I think at that point, I don't know. I mean, I get people on hard times, but again, like, I don't feel like you would for real ask that of somebody you like and you just met them.
Yeah.
Like, not, and it's like some for real attraction. So I think, like, you just got to tread lightly on what you're asking. I think, like, you have to also be cautious of, like, what you're asking, because it could be a big ask for somebody, and just because they're trying to fulfill their need for you, it might put them in a binding situation. So I would say, like, those are the limits, in my opinion. Like, it's just being considerate on both ends and understanding, like, this is two of y'all, so there should be some area of support and comfort, but don't run out. Like, that's the easiest way I put it. Don't run out.
Yeah. I think I feel, okay, so I'm a person that has a really hard time asking for things anyway. Like,
mm-hmm.
I have had my parents, friends, and partners and potential partners all say, you know, you could have asked me for that, right? But I just, that's my personal problem that ain't on nobody else. But I will say, what makes me feel most comfortable, I feel uncomfortable with someone who asks me for too many things. I do. Mm-hmm. Because then it makes me be like, well, what are you doing for yourself that you always have to ask me? And it is part of, I don't ask nobody for nothing. So I feel like, I mean, I will ask for help if I need it. And I will accept help if someone is offering it. So that's what makes me draw a line, is if you're never waiting for me to offer you something. Like, you're always asking and asking and asking. And especially if you're not really on hard times for real. It's just every time I look up, you asking me for something.
Or, just because you used to me giving you something. Yeah. So now I'm just the go-to.
Can you do this for me? Can you do that for me? And this is so strange, but like, just small things. Can you clean my kitchen? Can you, like, little stuff like that, especially if the favorites have something, are like, what am I saying? They have something, like they lean toward gender roles. I hate that. Like, don't keep asking me like, to try to domesticate me. Like, no, that's not happening. So I pay attention to that kind of stuff. Like, the frequency of which you're asking me for things. What you're doing for yourself.
How much are you giving to me? Like, not that I have a set expectation, but do you ever offer?
That's what I'm saying. If you're not... if it's not the same, like if it's not looking like you're offering me things as you're asking for them, or you have done it before and now you need, like, you've offered me things before and now you need something, of course I'm gonna help you.
Right.
But if I can't ever depend on you the way that you can depend on me, I don't know nothing about that. Like, I don't know what to tell you. If we're dating, if we're dating and maybe I don't ask you for a lot of things, but I know I could, I'm okay with that. And vice versa. I hear a lot of people say that if you got a man in your life, like a love interest in your life, and you still got to call your dad, like, it's not going...
That's something to pay attention to, for real. Like,
yeah, but I always call my dad for stuff, so I don't really know about that.
So I mean, I do too, but it's like to a certain... Yeah, because it's like some stuff is just kind of like it depends on where y'all, like, what stage y'all are and whatever y'all going through. But some stuff, it's like, okay, if I got to keep asking my daddy, like, and granted, I it's easier for me to say, daddy, I need some money than to, like, tell a guy that I'm talking to that I need some money.
Oh, for sure. Because, like, we're just talking or we just dating. Right. Like, that's not even that's close not to when I should feel like.
Right. But, like, if I need you to come, like, if you come into my house already, like, certain stuff I just feel like I should not have to still be asking, because then it's like, well, I mean, I don't need you. Like, I don't need you anyways, but, like, if I got to keep asking my dad, like, why are you taking up this male space in my life?
Okay, so here's a good example of how I feel about this. A guy that I was dating at one point in time kept asking me to cook, or when I would cook, he would keep saying stuff like, what, you ain't make me none, like, you ain't save me a plate. But it was, the tone was very expectationist. Like, if I expect to be his girl, this is the way I need to be. But, so when I asked him, well, why haven't you brought groceries over here for me to cook with? He thought that that was outrageous. And he was like, why
you
would I pay?
You coming to eating up my stuff.
He
what
was
are
like,
you
I could
about?
Just go out to eat if I was going to pay for a meal. And I was like, wow. So I will just eat my groceries then. Cause I could, I could go out to eat too if I was gonna have to keep buying extra groceries because I only buy enough for myself. Like, I don't have a problem making you a plate. Like, I don't have a problem cooking enough to share with you if I want to. But the fact that you expect it lets me know there's a little bit more underneath that, and I don't like the tone.
Because when I ask you the same thing,
yes, when I ask you the same thing about where's the money, like where. Are the funds that you should be providing for if you think you're getting a hot meal over here all the time, then it's absurd. So I'm just like, that's the type of stuff that I'd be taking into account. So I think favors and borrowing and doing that kind of stuff should be mutual, especially in the very early stages of dating. And if you guys are partnered, I do think that it, at some point, a lot of the quote-unquote favors are sharing. This is the two of you all looking out for each other, taking care of one another, and that does not mean that you cannot say no. You can always no to whatever it is that somebody's asking you to do, and then you let them their behavior, like, you let them determine how they're gonna act off the back of your no. But if it's something that you don't want to do, don't do it. Or you feel uncomfortable doing, not just don't want to, because sometimes we need to do things we don't necessarily want to do for people we care about. But, you know what I mean? Like, if it's causing you too much stress and inconvenience and whatever, and it's just not necessary to be doing all just that. You can say no.
I've like lended out money before, or did certain things, like, and then like, but when I get in a hard like area, and I'm like, you can't help me because you can't help yourself, so no, like, right. I love you. It's not saying that I don't care about you, but like, to certain extent, you still got to look out for yourself too. Mm-hmm. So,
yeah. Well, that wraps up the Digging the Scene segment. Now let's take a quick break.
All right, guys. Well, we are. And we are going to jump into the Rescue Me segment. So if this is your first time listening, the Rescue Me segment is a segment where we allow our listeners to write us or record a voice memo or send a voice message through Anchor to share their dating experiences or ask any questions that they may have. So this week we actually have a voice message from one of our listeners. So we will dig into that now.
All right, so there's this dude who likes me on Instagram. We don't know each other. We're from the same hometown, but I don't live there anymore, so I've never met him. He follows me, but I don't follow him back. But he likes me, so he'll reply to all of my Instagram stories with, like, the heart eyes or a little comment, you look so good, I love the way you dress, like, you seem so nice, whatever. If I ask a question on Instagram, he's always going to be the one to answer it. One time he sent me a couple dollars. I had went out, I guess, to the club or whatever. He cashed up me a couple dollars for a drink, which I thought was really cute. But like I said, I never met him. I'm not attracted to him. So this morning, as y'all know, today, as you know, is Barack Obama's 27th wedding anniversary, which is amazing. Congratulations to them. But so yeah, this dude sent me a message this morning. So he sent me a message. It was Barack Obama's post that he made this morning or whatever. And the guy says, "This is us, LOL." And so I'm like, what do you mean? This is us. And he was like, "I'm just saying in due time, this is going to be the kind of love that we share." And then I'm like, first of all, I've never met you, sir. Wouldn't know you if you walked up to me in Target. So you, number one, have to relax. Number two, you need to cool your jets. Number three, you need to pump your brakes. Like, I've never met you. And you just did a lot. And I haven't even brushed my teeth yet. So we're going to have to, you know, chill out for just a second so we can get this under control. And like, my guy just went way off the deep end. And I just need him to stick to the rivers and lakes that he's used to. I don't really understand how we got here so quick. We got 27 years deep in a marriage. And it's like 10:30 in the morning. Okay? Life comes at you fast, I guess. I mean, where do I go from here? I don't even go on a honeymoon. And you love me like 27 years deep. What?
Oh my gosh.
Girl. I feel like at least once in your life, everybody has been there with somebody who likes you so much. But then I hate that because I don't believe that we don't know each other. There's no way I'm about to believe that you want to spend 27 married years with me and we don't know each other. Stop it. It's weird. It is strange. It's
so weird. Wait, let me, by my pastor be saying, pause there parenthetically.
My daddy be saying that.
Let me say this. Send that random Cash App energy my way.
Okay.
If you see me out and you're like, I want to buy a purse, send me the money.
Yeah.
Send it to me. I take it. But they be just, it's too far. Like, just too far. Calm down. You don't even know me. I was telling this girl at church that I was like, I can't stand when church boys be trying to talk to me. You don't even know if I'm saved for real. And you think I'm your wife or I'm wife material. How
and they
do
always
you know
say
that?
And it's like, you don't, first of all, you don't know that. Second of all, don't tell me that God told you that because you know he did not.
You're lying.
And okay, so I got a question about this.
Okay.
And I hate when people say I'm gonna play devil's advocate because the devil don't need no advocates. But
right.
But do you think it's different if she were attracted to him? Like, if a very attractive man that you've never met before was hitting you up all the time, replying to all your Instagrams, and then sent you Barack Obama's post, like, this is us. What you think you would do? Two things.
For one, I would think it's spam. And second, you still doing too much. Your fine behind is like, boy, calm down. I don't know. It was still kind of, like, I think I was like, ooh, I'm seen. But then it's like, ooh, like, I'm seen. Like, are you crazy? Like, I don't really, I don't know. Like, too much is too much. I don't care how it comes. Like, I, listen, I've told y'all my story about how I had a whole boyfriend that I didn't even want to hold hands with. So, like, some stuff, like, yeah, pace yourself. Like, slow that. Like, the fact that she literally has never met you before and you talking about this is gonna be us one day, fine or not, that's creepy to me.
It is creepy, but
it might be flattering if I thought they were attractive.
It's not flattering, it's just fun when you find the person attractive, especially yeah, if true. You don't ever think you're gonna meet this person anyway,
because then, like, you can just play.
Yes, if you don't think you're ever gonna meet this person, them sending you that, that's cute. But if you think you're gonna run into this person and y'all been talking about getting married and being married for 27 years, that is a little weird. Like, if it's somebody that you have, like, friends in common with and they sending you this stuff and y'all never met and y'all don't really date or whatever, yeah, I think whether they're attractive or not, I'm gonna think it's weird. But if they are attractive, I'm probably going to treat them a little differently than somebody I'm not attracted to.
Right. Because somebody I'm not attracted to, I'm like, scram!
Right.
Get out of here.
Somebody I am attracted to, I'm gonna be like, oh my God, you are so extra.
So crazy.
But if it's somebody I'm not attracted to, I'm gonna be like, if you don't get out my DMs with this.
Like, boy, stop.
You are nobody's Obama.
Because, listen, it's some people, they're like, you so beautiful, I can't wait to take you out. Never gonna happen, never gonna happen. Never gonna happen, never gonna happen. I hate you. Well, I totally understand you being creeped out. Like, I think that's hilarious. That she was like, oh, wow, I have not even brushed my teeth yet in, like, this hour.
Right. And I'm already married 27 years.
That's a little too much. I think that came on too strong. So I totally agree with you there, girl. So thanks for sharing. If you guys would like, for real, if you guys have stories like that that you want to share, I definitely would love to hear those. Or if you've been that person that just came on too strong, I know you, Shane, but please tell us.
You don't have to say your name.
Right, we'll leave it anonymous, but you can send it to us at savethedaysos@gmail.com, or you can record yourself in a voice memo. DM it to us at Save the Date Podcast, or you can go to anchor.fm and then submit the voice message directly to our page, and we will be able to upload it for the show. And now we can move on.
All right, bet. So, trend watch today. I want to...
It better not be no robots having sex virtually. I'm tired.
No. Not this time, okay? Calm down. But... it is digital. I want to talk a little bit about the Bumble app, because we talk about online dating sometimes, and a lot of the times, you know, neither of us have been on any like real dating apps for real. Right. But I've been looking into Bumble because I kind of like what it's about or whatever. And they have some partnership opportunities that I was looking into. So I was like, let's talk about this trend. Because are you familiar with Bumble?
Only because, like, I have friends that just keep dropping names and stuff, like Toast and Bread and Bumble and all these different dating sites. But I've never been on it.
Toast and Bread.
Ain't there one called, like, Bagel and Cheese or something? What is it?
I have no idea. I've never heard of that, but I'm going to write it down for you.
There's one that's, like, a food, like, it's a dating site, but for some reason it's something about food. And I guarantee you, somebody is gonna message me and tell me what it is when they hear this episode. But it's like Bagel and Cheese or Toast and Bread. I don't know.
Well, Bumble is a dating app that you use on your phone, and single people use it to date. It's actually grown to be one of the more popular sites. Mm-hmm. And you know, when you're joining a dating site, you kind of want to know what makes this one any different than the last 80 dating sites that right. I've heard of or whatever. And so the basics of Bumble are, and I think this is so cool, you do the regular, like, swiping right or left based on how attractive the person is or whatever, what you like on their profile. And when two people swipe right on each other, they match. And that means they're able to start messaging each other inside the Bumble app. So both of y'all have to swipe right on each other. However, if you are heterosexual on Bumble, the woman has to make the first move. Like, you men cannot reach out to women first. And I thought that was a cool concept because, first of all, because, and I love that it acknowledges that heteronormative, heterosexual relationships have this element of women have to be prey and men have to do the hunting. And it gives women a little bit of agency and some protection because as much as we like to say everybody does this, everybody does that, well, men and women do this and any other, statistics show otherwise on a lot of things that deal with romantic relationships. And harassment is a thing that happens a lot more to women. Harassment and dating violence happens a lot more to women than men. And I can even throw in a little asterisk and say, even if it doesn't happen more to women than men, men don't report it as much. So we have it more on record for women. So it gives women agency and a little bit of security to say, maybe I'm not ready for this person to be aggressively messaging me and sexually and doing the sexual innuendo and sending me pictures of their penis and all this other kind of stuff. Or maybe I am very forward and I want to be very forward with this man and I'm able to do so because this is an app that encourages that. I mean, not harassment, obviously, but it encourages me to be the first person to make the first move. I get to decide that I like this man. I get to decide the boundaries and the parameters of how we begin to start talking, that kind of thing. I really love that type of empowerment for women. I think that's really dope. I already told y'all, I don't always like to make the first move because I always feel like if men like you, they'll show you, and I would rather you show me that up front and me be able to 86 you if you're not doing it than to make the first move and then you think somehow that I'm always make the first move. No. But I do see the value in a woman leading the interactions. I really do.
Because then she has control, and I feel like that also gives men like a confirmation, like, I'm not wasting my time either.
Yeah, that too. And I mean, because, well, I'm not wasting my time wondering if she's going to be attracted to me, because this is another thing that we do that is a defense mechanism for women. When a man approaches you, you're not always able to turn them down because you're trying to play politics and be nice. You're trying to keep yourself safe by not upsetting them and rejecting them, because men tend to act weird when they get rejected, and sometimes violently. So for this, you don't even have to do that because you're making the first move. Like, you don't have to pretend like you're interested in somebody and LOL at their corny jokes until they get the hint that you're not interested, because you already let them know that you're interested, and so y'all can just continue from there. So I thought that was great. I don't know. I mean, it's a really popular dating app, so I'm sure more people than not have heard of this app before and maybe have even used it. They even have a BFF version of this, where, like, if you live in a new city and you don't have any friends, there's a Bumble BFF app where you can find friends on there.
That's so cool.
Isn't that cool? So there is an article on go on the Bumble website. I thought I was looking at the other article. Go on the Bumble website and it tells you, like, everything that you need to know about the app. It even gives you tips for, like, how to interact with people, how to make a great Bumble profile, you know, tips for chatting, tips for the first date, all that kind of stuff. So if you're, like, apprehensive about dating, if you are worried about how men will view you if you make the first move, go on Bumble. That's literally the purpose of it. So get on there, be the assertive woman that you've always wanted to be. Get your life, get you a date or two, have a great time. And so that is a trend watch for today.
I'm about to download Bumble.
Girl, no, I thought about it.
I don't shoot my shot. It's a whole episode of me saying why I don't do this. I would go on there just to see if people cute. I don't know. I'd be like, these things be lying. Like, I just be like, it's really like not trying to be funny, but heterosexual, like good looking dudes that's not too prideful to get on a dating app and really try to find somebody. Mm-hmm. Like, for some reason, I mean, I get it exists, but for some reason,
I know what you mean.
Like, it's hard for me to like grasp that. So yes,
I understand what you mean. I really do. But sometimes you got to think, there's a lot of men who just work a lot or travel a lot. That's and true. They want to date, but it's hard for them to meet women in person. So they do this kind of thing.
Yeah.
So like, think of all the possibilities if you've ever, cause I had to do that too. I had to get out of the idea that dating apps were desperation. This was like a long time ago when dating apps really first became a thing, like a thing among our generation. I thought it was desperation, but it's really just a way to meet people. If you don't feel comfortable meeting people in person all the time, or you have a certain lifestyle that doesn't afford you that kind of thing all the time, if you live somewhere, like I live in the middle of nowhere, I don't even think that there are unmarried, Black, attractive, successful men in this area. And emphasis on unmarried. There's a lot, I mean, not a lot. There are some, you know, nice looking Black men doing well, but they're not single. They got kids and families and all that kind of stuff too. Because this is kind of a family town. Like, it's not really a place where singles live. Mm-hmm. So if I got on the Bumble app, I'd be able to see other singles in the area who are signed up on this app too or whatever. So yeah. And I mean, a lot of me doesn't get on dating apps because to me, that says you are serious about wanting to date. Like, you are. Which
isn't my case ever.
It's not mine either. And I think it's unfair to be on a dating app giving the impression that you want to date and then not really feeling like dating like that. Mm-hmm. So that's why I don't get on one. And then so then to add the extra element that I got to make the first move, that is a lot for me. But I don't think anything is wrong with it. It's just where I'm at right now. I don't know about all of it.
That's how I downloaded blackpeoplemeet.com one time, and I was like,
yes, you better meet Black people.
Girl, I don't even respond to DMs. Like, I was like, I'm going to get back off of here, because if somebody were to message me, I'm going to be like, so like, I don't know. I'm so uneasy about it. So, because I got on there just like out of curiosity, but I was like, I'm really not about to take nobody serious that I meet online. So let me not waste these folks' time. And I deleted it. So like the whole, like, I don't know. I'm going to download Bumble and see.
I think I am too.
I'm gonna just start clicking on people's stuff and see what they say.
I like a lot of their web presence and some of the options they have for, you know, partnerships and influencer involvement and that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. I like it because it's more subtle, I think. So I was looking at that and trying to see if there was a way for I was gonna like whether it's me or like us as a show getting involved or whatever. I just kind of been looking into it, but I ain't did a deep dive just yet. But that's what made me want to look into it and cover it on the show.
Okay.
So that's it.
All right. Well, that means we are moving into.
Wish I could remember.
Lessons learned. All right. So, yeah, we are in lessons learned. I'll go first. I would say the lesson I've learned recently is, like, as it pertains to your partner supporting you, is if you feel like they're not meeting this, like, gray line of expectation, to some extent you owe it to yourself to speak up and say something. Mm-hmm. Like, if you don't feel supported, if you don't feel like you can depend on them, if you don't feel like they're your partner, I feel like it, and it depends on like where you are in the relationship or dating situation, but if you feel like you can't depend on them, like, I don't think you're a bad person for being like, dang, I wish they would be there for me. Mm-hmm. But I do think that the conversation needs to happen of like, hey, this is my expectation, especially if you do stuff for them. Mm-hmm. And they are just never thinking of you. It's okay to be uncomfortable about that, because that's not fair. And then I think you just got to prepare yourself for what the response may be. Imani and I were talking about that earlier. And if the response is, well, I thought I was doing fine, and they aren't open to making a change, then you got a decision to make. So, but yeah, that's the lesson I learned, is to speak up if you feel like you don't have a safe space with your partner to share or do favors for, or just like to have somebody to have your back. It's okay to say something.
I like it. I like it a lot. Mine is that part of, like, if you are really in a space where you think that you want to allow a relationship to be built somewhere, if you're in a place in your life where you want a companion and you're looking for a romantic companionship, part of allowing someone to love you is allowing them to help you.
Yes.
And so being too proud to ask for help from someone that you want to build a partnership with, or that you're actively building a partnership with, is just counteractive to your relationship goals. If that's what you want, then you have to be brave enough to step out of your comfort zone and step into some vulnerability and to say, and whether it's a material favor or just, look, I am really in over my head. Can you please just like come sit with me for a couple hours, or whatever the case may be, like whatever you need to ask for. You need to be okay asking for that, especially if the person is doing the work of trying to create the safety within y'all's partnership or mm-hmm. whatever y'all have going on to do that. Then you need to open yourself up to that. And I'm talking to myself because I don't like asking people for help in any of my types of relationships. So, you know, obviously it's going to be harder to build a lifelong partnership with somebody if you feel like you have to handle everything by yourself, or you can't say to somebody, I need something, or you feel weak for even saying that, or whatever the case may be. So get out of your head and into your heart a little bit and say, you know, if I want to be loved and if I want to fully love someone else, I have to allow this person into this area of my vulnerability and be open to the possibility of being hurt when that happens. Like, it's no guarantee that when you do that, everything will work out. You right. just have to be okay with the possibility that it doesn't work out and that you're not going to die and that you will live to fight another day. And it's going to take a little bit to heal. But, you know,
you'll be all right.
You're doing the work. So,
mm-hmm. Agreed. Yeah. Okay, well. Well, there's that. Well, that wraps it. Well, Imani does that part, so I'm letting her get
it. I was about to say, go ahead on.
Let me shut it up. Be my guest. I don't even know the script. Go ahead.
Yeah, girl, I was ready. So I was sitting back like, okay.
I think I just know, well, that wraps up the show from memory, that everything else, nope, I'm going to let you do that.
Oh, my God. That wraps up this episode of the Save the Date podcast. Leave us comments and let us know what you thought about it. This is a bi-weekly podcast, so you can catch us here again next week, but next week. To have your story or questions included on the show, like Candace said, you can email us at savethedatesos@gmail.com. You can DM us on Instagram. You can hit the link in our bio on Instagram, and it'll take you to Anchor, where you can leave us a voice message. You can just go to Anchor FM and look for Save the Date Show and leave a voice message that way. You can, whatever. There's all kinds of ways to contact us and let us know your thoughts, your advice, if you have any, your stories. We love y'all's dating stories. Hilarious. But they don't have to be funny. They can be sad ones, happy ones, whatever you want.
Somehow we will still laugh, but we love you.
and we are Save the Date Show on everything.
Yes.
Also in that link in our Instagram bio, if you would like to support our show, there is a button there that you can donate some money, even if it's just like $1 a month or something like that. If you enjoy our content and you want us to be able to keep creating great content, or even level up and add some stuff to what we're able to offer, we would really love the funds to do that. So
yes, we would.
Go ahead on and click the button and send us a couple of quarters. But that's it, guys. Thanks for listening. We love y'all. The year is almost over, so it's lit. Thanks for rocking with us another year. That's crazy.
Yes. And keep interacting with us on Which Is Worse Wednesday.
Yes. It's been so fun so far.
Yes, it has. It's actually been really hilarious. Y'all's responses have been hilarious. And honestly, like, shoot, we've been stumping me. I've been like, hey, for real, which is, like, I don't even think I answered last week because I was like, ah.
But this
I got one for y'all that's like y'all jaw about to go through the ground on Wednesday. So I'm actually pretty excited. Just so y'all know, my witch's worst is probably going to be like horrible stuff that's actually happened to me. Because that's the easiest way for me to think it up. But I really do appreciate the interaction. And I think it's definitely getting us some additional people in our audience. So welcome new listeners. We appreciate y'all listening. Shout out to everybody that has been listening for some time. I still like randomly forget that we actually like publish this stuff till somebody repeats something I said to me. I'm like, oh, you be listening to my podcast? Yeah. Appreciate y'all. I love y'all.
All right. Bye.